Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
And a happy Friday to Kansas City, to all you people out there. You've made it. We've made it. Less than a week until Christmas. Powering on through. What a game.
I know
game.
That I'm hard.
What a game last night. What a game last night, boys. Max Pack, more like Max Quack. Hawks fly together, baby. I want to ask a question real quick to you guys. Rams lost.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Probably out of the one seed, Seattle, massive win. They play San Francisco the last week of the year. That could be an absolute banger of a game. But I want to ask you this. Matt Stafford last night was insane. Did that loss neglect him in the MVP race? Because what they say, right, you have to win your division is a big key. You got to show up in big moments on primetime television. Probably not, maybe will, can't still win their division. But he had, what, 457, four touchdowns, no interceptions, was an absolute man amongst boys last night. Lost, though, Is he still the MVP of the league?
I don't know. I was in Topeka building a stadium yesterday, so I don't really know if he's still the MVP of the league or not. So
wait, they're building a stadium in Topeka?
Topeka, Kansas, apparently, yes, hey, according
shout
to...
Shout out Stormont Vale. That's where I was born. Little known fact, I was born in Topeka. Nothing good comes from Topeka. Well, I'm proof.
Shout out to Dr. Palmberg, my friend who used to run Stormont Vale Hospital out there in Topeka, Kansas. A little shout out to him and his son Brady, who was one of my fraternity brothers, a cop out there in Topeka, Kansas. That's about all of Topeka that I know.
It produced your boy.
It did produce you, right? Yep. And you guys ran from there as fast as you possibly could,
I think so.
Could,
I don't
right?
really remember. I think it was there until about 3 years old.
Oh, you were there that long
That's
in Topeka.
Right,
wow.
Dude, I got roots in Topeka,
wow,
man.
Look at you. Topeka strong over here, man. Yeah. Would you have gone to Seaman?
I think that's where I came from.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
and then
yeah.
we went to Topeka.
Okay, yeah, yeah. So I didn't know if you were going right. to go to Topeka Seaman or if you were going to go to Topeka High or there's another one
that's
out
where
there
Trevor's
in Topeka.
From. Simeon.
Yeah, that's right. He is. That's correct.
No, yeah, yes. I don't. And what's funny is I've never been back. 38 years old. It's been 35 years.
And maybe you haven't been back. To Topeka. The only time I, well, I shouldn't say that.
I am the Paul Simon song, The Obvious Child.
Yeah, right.
I went to for a young man.
Went to dinner one time and that's, I take that back. I've probably been to Topeka probably six times maybe in my entire life.
Let's
I had
go
a
back.
Wedding. I had a wedding in Topeka one night where I drank shots of gin and that's why I don't drink gin anymore.
No, you, never mind.
Yeah, right.
Dropped the G and got the J.
That's right. So that time I was in Topeka, one other time I had a meeting in Topeka when I was in college. Mm-hmm. And like then I've driven through Topeka to get to Colorado. So I mean, other than that, yeah, I haven't spent much time in Topeka, Kansas. And so it looks like the stadium is going to be built in Topeka, I guess, is what the listeners were telling everybody yesterday, according to Alex Gold. But, Matthew Stafford, it's hard to say if he should be the MVP of this league or not. I don't know. It changes every week, right? And he balled out yesterday, but his team didn't win. You know, the quarterback, you got to get your team to win, I guess. You got to win the division. So I don't know. Man,
did the
odds
shift at all?
I don't know. I'd have to look.
He was -300 yep. or -250, wherever you got it yesterday. Again, still had a night last night.
He should still be, in my opinion, but will he? Probably not.
Yeah, I don't know, but I don't know who takes that next step up to be that. I mean, Sam Darnold, you know.
Whoever wins the AFC East.
You know, whoever wins the what?
AFC East.
Yeah, maybe. That's fair. Yeah, Drake May or Josh Allen. Yeah, I wouldn't have a problem with that, so.
It's funny, somebody texted in last night, 8 hours ago, Seahawks are dumb for deferring. If it's tied after both teams possess the ball, the Rams just have to run out the clock or for a tie, and they have the head-to-head tiebreaker. They then followed up that text with, never mind, I'm dumber than the Seahawks.
Yeah, yeah. BBL stinky. No, you absolutely defer so you can go for two at the end in overtime. It makes all the sense in the world. Ask Kyle Shanahan. You know, like you've got to defer in overtime and whatnot and let the first team go down and do their thing. And maybe you hold them, right? There's no guarantees that you have to score in overtime. That's why I was liking it's an overtime. No chance. No, stop. Play defense. It's okay. You can do that in the NFL, I think, go out there and play defense. But I think the thing everybody's going to be talking about after that game is the two-point conversion that was. I mean, the whistle blew, and that should have been a dead ball. I mean, once the inadvertent whistle goes off, as we know, that should have been a dead ball there. And I'm trying to think in my head script-wise why that made sense to do that and make that because – I think the NFL wants the Rams to be on top because they're LA and they want that market to work. And to do that for Seattle is really kind of off script, if you will, for the NFL. But that was a bad call by the officials, I thought, last night in that game. Once you heard the whistle, the play is officially over. And they were lining up to kick it off. And then they're reviewing this thing. And somebody missed that whistle, man. Somebody big time missed that whistle and allowed those guys to go in there and get that two-point conversion, which ended up allowing them to go to overtime. Like, the Rams had that game won, and the refs blew the whistle, and they, I don't know. I mean, those are the things you question, right? Those are the things that make you go,
Game of the year?
Yeah, that or week one. You know, it's
Buffalo Ravens.
Week one. I know it's week one, so it's so far away now, but that game was amazing.
It was, yeah.
It was incredible. Obviously, look now, Baltimore sucks. What does it matter? That game had more, this game had more stakes.
But at the time. But at the time, yeah, absolutely.
At the time, that game could have depended on who the one seed was, and last night's game did depend on who the one seed was.
Yep. 100%. Shout out Rashid Shaheed, too. That punt return changed the game.
Yeah, absolutely.
Changed the game.
Yep.
Special teams can be a factor.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be nice to see a return here. I mean, we haven't had one since COVID, for God's sakes. What do you think happens first?
Oh, God.
The Chiefs return a punt or a kick for a touchdown, or they open the stadium in KCK. And I'm being serious about that because the time frame to open the new stadium in KCK is, 2031, right? How many years is that from now?
Six?
Six, roughly?
Yeah.
I'll give them one. They're going to get one.
When was the last time they returned?
19.
Right? So it's about the same time frame we're looking at, guys.
Wow. That's so sad. That's egregious.
I mean, think about it, right? Think about it. It's about the same time frame from the last time that the Chiefs returned a kick or a punt for a touchdown to when the new stadium's going to open in KCK.
Mm.
So what do you think happens first? I'm asking a legit question.
They'll return one this week.
It probably will. It'll probably be Saturday or Sunday against Tennessee, right? They'll return a kick for a touchdown. Too little too late for that, right? But, yeah. You know, whatever.
Speaking of too little too late, I'm going to turn my microphone off here because yesterday was, I think, a realization and a punch to the gut to some of us in Jackson County.
Can I ask you why a punch to the gut?
For some of us,
mm-hmm.
I just lost both of my teams. My whole life, I had the Royals and I had the Chiefs. I voted yes. I thought, well, this will definitely pass. I know it's a frustrating thing because of taxes and people's things like that. And yesterday I talked to several friends, some of which are season ticket holders, some of which are, you know, like me, that love that this team, both of these teams were here. And of course they, you know, you get the calls and it's like, hey, is the news true? Are they really going to move? And are they really going to leave Missouri? And I said, I think the answer to that is yes. And I think we'll know that on Monday. And it was a punch to the gut because I don't think we realize in the long run how much we're going to miss out on not having professional teams in the county and this side that we've had our whole lives. And again, like, it doesn't ruin my fan base. I'm not one of those people that if they move to Kansas, I'm not going to be a fan. I don't care if they, you know, if mm-hmm. they are in that side of the state, I'm still going to go see their games. I'm still going to love those teams. But it was an absolute punch to the gut of realization yesterday that they're no longer here on our side. They're what it seems like. And what you have the rest of the time here, Bob, to do is explain what went wrong, where it's going, and where it's going
to
be.
Well, there's obviously a lot to get into, but, you know, I want to rewind a little bit to February 26, 2024, and it was a Monday morning, and I came on the radio. We were on the AM at the time on 610. Remember those days, Dusty, on the AM radio station? And I came on the air on February 26, 2024, and I said, I talked to somebody yesterday in the know, and I remember vividly because I remember the date and where I was. I was boarding a flight in Phoenix coming back from spring training. And I got a text from somebody about everything that was getting ready to happen before the vote. And the text basically was to the level of, if this vote fails in Jackson County, there will be other municipalities that will step up and will be interested in the Royals and the Chiefs. And so it's not a threat. It's not a scare tactic. It was a legitimate conversation that was going on. If this vote fails, other municipalities will step up. And nobody wanted to believe that. Nobody wanted to believe that these two teams would consider doing anything else because everybody lives in a world of it'll never happen. You know, that'll never happen. That'll never happen. That'll never happen. And then it does happen. And you're thinking to yourself, what went wrong? Well, what went wrong is, as somebody said yesterday, Missouri had the first right of refusal on this and refused. And once Missouri voters said no, both the Royals and Chiefs then had to proceed to look around the area to see where they could go. The good news is they're not leaving the area, right? They're not going to Nashville. They're not going to Salt Lake City. They're not going to LA. They're not going to these cities that may want them. They're moving across the state line and they're still Kansas City. They're still here and it's still our teams and there's nothing different other than where they are going to be relocated. And so yesterday, needless to say, was a very busy day with everything that went in. Are the Chiefs going to Topeka on Monday is the big question. And the answer to that is I believe yes, but I also understand that there's a couple of more things that need to be tightened up before they go to the Topeka. If the Chiefs are heading to Topeka on Monday, and I'm talking Mark Donovan, Clark Hunt, those guys, if they're headed to Topeka on Monday, then we know the Chiefs are definitely 100% moving. And I do believe the Chiefs are 100% moving. I do believe that deal has already been consummated, quite frankly, from the conversations that I've had. And I do believe that they will announce on Monday that they are going to the state of Kansas. And that's, you know, that's where we sit right now with the Kansas City Chiefs. They've given every opportunity for Missouri. They gave the first right of refusal to Missouri and Missouri refused. I mean, and that's what it was. I mean, there's no other way to kind of describe that. And so I think right now the LCC, which is the board that approves the Starbond District, is meeting on Monday. That meeting's been scheduled for 3 weeks. We've been talking about that meeting for a while now. I kept saying December 22nd was a big day. You know, it's the LCC meeting. And at that meeting, they can do one of two things: approve a stadium for the Chiefs, or they can approve an extension to get more things worked out. Most people that I've talked to, I should say the majority of people that I have talked to, have said there's no extension that's going to be ratified. It is ratification of the stadium going to Kansas City, Kansas. Now, exactly where are they going to go over there? I said a couple of months ago the Chiefs have 5 plots of land that they currently own and have control of over in Wyandotte County where they can build the stadium. That in turn means the practice facility will be in the state of Kansas as well, because both states, which was smart, said, if we're paying for the stadium, you're keeping your practice facility here, right? So that's the smart move as well, that the practice facility will be in the state of Kansas. And I think it will be a world-class practice facility that they are building. I know they've been in communication with the Olathe School District and the city of Olathe. They've also been in conversation with the city of Shawnee. Those kind of propped up over the last 2 weeks that they've been in conversations with the city of Shawnee as well. And so I do believe that we will have both of these teams relocating across the state line and will be in Kansas. And I'm not going to be one of these I told you so guys, but this isn't something that, like, nobody should be surprised about this. Nobody in the world should be stunned and surprised that this is happening, because on February 26, 2024, I told everybody this was a distinct possibility if the April vote fails. The April vote failed. Everybody else out of the woodwork started bidding and giving and, you know, trying to get these two teams, and KCK and Overland Park are going to win. And that's just kind of the way it is. And I think it's also an awakening because Lockton's moving over to Kansas as well. A major corporation leaving, you know, KC Mo and moving literally across the street at College and State Line, where they're going to be setting up shop. So in the matter of, you know, a month, it's, you know, looking like Missouri's going to lose one of their biggest employers in Lockton. They're going to lose both of their professional sports franchises. And the big picture is now the balance of power in this town is no longer KC Mo. They're not the top dog anymore. It is Kansas. It is Johnson County. It is Wyandotte County. They are the economic engines now of this city. They are the spot where corporations are moving, where teams are moving. It's where people want to be right now, because that's where the people are. That's where the jobs are. And it's really a sad day, quite frankly, for Kansas City, Missouri, because they've now lost all of their identity. And it didn't have to be that way. And we'll get into it more at 7 o'clock, but this is a major fail on the part of two people, Mayor Lucas and Frank White. And there's nobody else that anybody in the state of Missouri should be blaming other than those two gentlemen, because they messed this thing up more ways than anybody. And they really, really, really cost their city, their state, and their county the opportunity to have both of these franchises. And so when people say what went wrong, Quentin Lucas and Frank White are what went wrong for the state of Missouri and Jackson County to lose both of these franchises. And, you know, the royal stuff yesterday, Ty Masterson came out, the president of the Kansas Senate, basically saying, look, the Royals are moving. We just got to get a couple of other things figured out. They're committed to Kansas. And I've said for a while now, it's going to be one of two spots. It's going to be either the Asperia campus or a potential land swap across the 115th Street with Black and Veatch. Black and Veatch would take over the Asperia campus, and the Royals would build their stadium where the current Black and Veatch headquarters are right now. That's all commensurate on the negotiations that are taking place with the Jay, that have been taking place with the Jay at a rapid rate to try to get things done. I can tell you there are people within Royals ownership who want this thing done now. There are people within the state that want this thing done now. The Royals have taken too much time on this. And I think the Chiefs jumping them is a message to the Royals. It's time to go. It's time to, you know, dot the I's and cross the T's and kind of figure this thing out. And so, you know, from where we sit right now, Overland Park will have the Royals. Wyandotte County will have the Chiefs. The practice facilities will be in Kansas for the Chiefs. Obviously, the Royals practice facility is in Arizona, you know, because of the spring training and how all of that works. But the balance of power has shifted. And if people in Missouri are upset, I understand that. And you should be upset because your leaders failed you. Quentin Lucas and Frank White failed Kansas City by allowing this to happen. And I know I live in Johnson County. I was the biggest damn supporter of a downtown stadium for about 20 years. I wanted that downtown ballpark more than anything in the world. And it looked like we were headed in that direction. And that's when Mayor L got involved and Frank White got involved and ruined it for everybody.
From Black and Veatch to Klatt and Tweets, coming up next, plus the NFL slate that is this week and the stadium news all throughout the day here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
This is Fesco and Dusty. Tune in to hear from ESPN's Nate Taylor every Thursday at 8:20, right here on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
It's Christmas in Kansas City, and the snow is falling down. The plaza lights are pretty. It's good to be in my hometown.
Hey, this is still in Jackson County.
All the fountains are frozen.
The plaza's not moving.
And the leaves are blowing on the ground.
Well, tenants are
there's
waving.
A warm feeling here, lived through the year. It's like nowhere else I've found.
Kansas,
cause it's Christmas in Kansas City.
If you take your, if you take your wife or your husband to work, grab her hand right now. Let's get in that Christmas feel. Put that mistletoe up in the car.
The Kansas Chiefs,
okay.
Champions.
I don't need that right now.
Why?
Kansas Chiefs.
Can I just heal?
Champions. Please?
Can I mourn this for a little bit? Can I mourn this for the
weekend? What are we mourning, though? I mean, we're getting a brand new stadium that's going to bring Super Bowls. It's going to bring concerts in the wintertime. It's going to bring the NCAA probably, you know, college
final
football
four.
Playoff.
Okay.
We're going to have the Final Four,
again,
the WWE.
Well, we just had that Monday night. Or last Monday.
But that big event that draws like 110,000 people or whatever it is.
WrestleMania.
WrestleMania, that's it. Yes.
God,
yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. We'll get that.
Sucks. John Cena won't be there anymore. He's retired. John Cena got choked out by Gunter. Never give up. Never surrender. Tell that to my fan base, John. Thanks.
The Kansas Chiefs.
Thank you a lot,
Champions.
Triple H.
He's only been telling us for a year, you know.
Oh, a year?
Year and a half.
I mean, I was the village
who,
idiot.
John Cena or Bob?
Well, both, right? Yeah. I was the village idiot for a while, right? Oh, they're never gonna move the Kansas. You know, you're talking about you're a rabble rouser. You're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
I kind of do. I hate to say that I'm probably more in tune than people who should be in tune with what was going on with this whole process, and that's really sad. And so it's not a day of mourning. It's a day of actually celebrating that we're getting finally the stadium that our city deserves to be able to house events that we've never been able to house before. And we talk about it all the time and how great we do when we host events here in Kansas City because everybody gets involved in whatever event it is, whether it's the Big 12 or whether it's the NCAA, whatever the case may be, we do an unbelievable job. And so now we have the opportunity to take that next step forward as a world-class city and have these big time events that we weren't going to be able to have before, like the Super Bowl, like the Final Four. You know, Kansas City has hosted, I still believe right now, more NCAA tournament games than anywhere else. And I still believe Kansas City has hosted more Final Four games than anywhere else. We've been out of the rotation of that. And now to bring the Final Four back to the birthplace of the Final Four, it's coming home, baby. This isn't just about the Kansas City Chiefs moving across the state line. This is now what this new dome stadium for the Chiefs can do for Kansas City and how it can put us further and further on the map and make us a better world-class city because I'm excited about the Final Four now being in Kansas City again because it's where it belongs, right? It started here, it was housed here, it was birthed here, and then we didn't have the proper stadium and you know place to house the Final Four, and we haven't had it since 1988. The Final Four will probably be announced soon after the stadium, and everybody will say, all right, the Final Four is back where it belongs, in the birthplace of college basketball.
Topeka, Kansas.
Kansas City. That's right, Topeka, Kansas. The Topeka thing is just unbelievable to me. But so that's what it's all about. I mean, there's so many more things now that we can do as a city and so many more events that we can have. I mean, we're getting the World Cup as it is, and now we're going to be in a Super Bowl rotation because, well, I don't know, the Hunts invented the Super Bowl, for God's sake. So you don't think we're going to get it here in Kansas City? Yeah, we're going to get it here in Kansas City. Final Four, all that good stuff. And, you know, the concerts is what I like because we got the opportunity to get some of these big shows in the wintertime now that have passed over here in Kansas City. It's a great day for the region.
Mayor L yesterday when the news dropped.
What the hell was that?
That guy's an idiot, man.
Look, man, he handled this very poorly. He was terrible leadership. And that's what it comes down to ultimately. Like, people in Missouri are mad. You elected Quentin Lucas. You elected Frank White.
Yeah.
People don't think elections matter at the local level. You know, we're also concerned with the national stuff.
They matter more.
They absolutely matter more because I guarantee you, if Sly James or Kay Barnes were the mayor of Kansas City, Missouri, I kind of think both of those teams would be staying in Kansas City, Missouri because they were leaders. Kay Barnes built downtown. Sly James picked up where she left off and took this city to the next level, got the airport built, all that great stuff that that Sly James was able to accomplish. Those two folks were leaders. They led. They weren't just in the position because it was cool and it's a fun job. They were leaders. And frankly, the last 5-6 years, Kansas City, Missouri, and Jackson County just have not had good leadership. And so when people are upset that they're leaving, blame the elected officials because those are the folks who dropped the ball on this, on the Missouri side of the state line. And there's no other way to put it. Get bent. Mac, you excited?
Let's go, baby.
I know that I'm hard.
I'm holding back for Dustman. I'm letting him have his day, but I am on the other, and I'm selfishly really excited, and this is awesome. Also, selfishly just kind of ready for this to, I think we're all ready for this to be done. Resolution. Let's go. I'm pumped.
Yeah, yes. That's why I told you the other day, resolution soon with all of this, right? Yes. Like it kind of been hinting that this was going to be happening and not hinting. I mean, telling they're both going to end up, you know, on the Kansas side of the state line. But, you know, they're both still here in the metro area. And for the first time ever, hey, Johnson County and the Kansas side are picking up the freight finally, right? For 60 years, Missouri carried the water for everybody, you know? So, hey, now it's Johnson County and Wyandotte County starting to carry the water a little bit, you know, for these franchises.
The Kansas Chiefs, champions.
Tough day.
Hey, look at it this way. You don't have to pay the tax after 2030 anymore, Bob, so people are going to have that money back in their account.
Bob, no matter what you tell me, this is all I'm hearing today.
Hey, what yo, man?
There's juice all over the place.
Now you're going to save that $100 and feel really good.
Yeah.
Stop it.
That 3-8 cents, man, that'll be back in everybody's, you know, coffers, and it's fine. It's great.
Figure out how to make money on this. I really want to. Love that drop so much.
But the other thing is, too, you know, Kansas, don't need Lucas, a vote.
Do you think you'll keep the Chiefs and the Royals?
Well, I don't think that.
Frank White, would you say that you had a good tenure as a legislator in Kansas City?
Well, I don't think that.
I mean, think about that legacy, guys. Think if you're Frank White. Yeah, maybe. Think if you're Frank White and Quentin Lucas and what your legacy is. Your legacy is you lost the Chiefs and Royals.
Can I just have a moment? Nothing says Jackson County like this song, baby. Stand up, Jackson County. We mourn together.
And chewing tobacco, football and boots.
We mourn together, Jackson County.
He knows Bobby Bowden. He knows Pete Carroll. He likes a 3-4 defense.
I got this song on. You got Carly Ritter telling me about the weather. Coming back, boys. Football, getting back to my roots here.
He knows Bobby Bowden. He knows Pete Carroll. He likes the 3-4 defense.
Yeah, he does.
He's Jay Bigley.
Okay.
Get out of your system.
Yeah.
So anyways, we'll continue to bring you the news of the day, which is the stadium conversation, stadiums. I should tell you, we'll talk about that all day. It is the story of the day. It'll be the story of the weekend, and then it'll be the story on Monday. But how about Joe Klatt yesterday, right? We played the audio of him saying that he doesn't like how the March Madness tournament is. It should be like a pool form like they have in the World Cup. And then kind of says, you know what? Actually,
that's a bad take.
Yeah, and that's okay.
That's great.
That's okay. It was a little quick. To backtrack, in my opinion, because it just seemed like it was, well, okay, but let it kind of marinate a little bit, you know, because I kind of like the pool idea. I thought there were little nuggets in what he had to say, you know, which makes sense. But, you know, we're always trying to fix things because you don't want things to go stale.
Offense, Chiefs.
So I had a friend of mine text me yesterday about that to kind of pick up on where you were. And I'm sorry to jump in on that, but it is fitting right now during that game last night. A buddy of mine texted me. I'm not going to say who to sell him out. He goes, I hate to say this, but Reed's offense looks, I'm sorry, antiquated. And so you mentioned the stale. It's funny, man. Like a friend of mine, very, very smart individual, texts me. He goes, God, watching this offense with the Rams and Seahawks compared to Andy Reid, it looks stale.
Uh-huh. Stark difference.
Stark difference, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's without Devontae Adams last night.
No doubt. And we'll get into that game as well. And one of the more, I guess, now prolific players on one of those teams. But, I mean, we've all had bad takes.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't know where to start on mine, right? I will tell you this.
At least you have Blake Bortles.
Well, if I did, I would probably try acting. But the thing is, when you think about, like, if you do have a bad take, it's kind of fun because we always say self-deprecating is one of the best things, right? Like, you know, for God's sakes, Mac, we bring up the gut bomb king over here, right? Like, nothing's better than telling people on the air that, you know, you've just been blowing your brains out from your ass for like a week. And I think my worst take, I think this is my worst take of all time. I said in 2018, Mahomes' first year as a quarterback, we would see a bunch of consistent inconsistencies. Because of what we had seen, he was a gunslinger, he threw it deep, he played reckless, and then he threw for like 20 touchdowns in 4 weeks and like three interceptions and like 2,000 yards. I said, well, that didn't age well. Looks like we'll be a little bit more consistent than we thought, and I was wrong. Mm-hmm. And you know, after that, I think that was kind of like my Mahomes realization that maybe this guy does have a, you know, a leg up on everybody. No pun intended. I'm not trying to be that guy. But like, that's what it looked like in the league, because it was like right away, it was like, okay, that guy can take you to the promised land. Damn near did in his first year as a starter, because we had seen the Week 17 game against the Broncos. We'd seen the preseason game, the throw to Tyreek in Atlanta in like the preseason game. And you're like, man, oh, man. And we had thought to ourselves, what if he played that Titans game and not Alex Smith? Well, maybe there was a reason behind that. You got to build your, you know, cloud up and kind of get that whatever it was. Mm-hmm. And because I still remember after that game, Mahomes was getting dressed and everything like that. I'm like, do you have a few minutes to talk about the game? He goes, I didn't play in it, so I have nothing to say.
Great
after
answer.
That, right? Perfect. I was, so and then, good. And that's in my mental to be like, that guy kind of gets it. And then it was what, like that next Monday, he was announced a starter, and then the season happened after that. So that's probably my worst take, he'd be consistently inconsistent. Boy, he was the opposite.
You reminded me of a bad Mahomes take I had. I remember when he was drafted. And,
trade him?
No. And we were I had trade Kelce. That was ended up being a bad take, obviously, because, you know, at that point in time, you know, trade everybody. But now he's obviously a legend, so that was a bad one. But I remember doing a show with my friend Paul Long, one of the Catsuit guys, years ago. Mm-hmm. And I said to him, I said, I'll bet you anything that Baker Mayfield's better than Patrick Mahomes over the course of his career. Well, I lost that bet.
It's not that close.
Nah, it hadn't been that close. So, I swung and missed on that one. I wanted Alex Gordon cut in 2011 as well. So there's been some bad takes, and it's okay to have a bad take and admit it. Like I love the fact that Joel Klatt walked this thing back and said, yeah, I kind of screwed that one up. He thought about it for a couple of days. Like, yeah, that's really a bad take. What his take was is the NCAA tournament stinks, basically, is what he said. Yeah. And it's not a great way to determine a champion and all this kind
of
stuff.
Which it's not, but it's fun.
But it's fun. And, yeah. and you know, that's, I mean, what is the best way to determine a true champion?
And then you look
right?
at it, you know? And all the big schools have won multiple championships. Yeah, Duke, Carolina, right. Connecticut, Kansas.
The little guy never wins that thing, you know, very rarely maybe wins that thing.
And you can name all the Cinderellas because they don't happen as much as you think.
Exactly. They really
like
don't.
DCU, Loyola Chicago.
Yeah.
And, there was another one, Florida Atlantic or something. Or UAB.
Florida
UAB,
Atlantic,
was it UAB? Was that another one?
UAB had a quick run.
But this is pointing my point.
Exactly.
Like, you know. The mid-major RIP really, Sister Jean, though.
Yeah, but like, so he ripped the tournament and then came back. Yep. Yeah, it's probably a bad rip.
But I like that, though. I mean, you know.
I love it.
Yeah, I love it. It's great.
The people who can't admit their takes suck at times, like, I don't like those people.
No, I think you're probably going to, if you're batting, like baseball, if you're batting 300 on takes, that's pretty good.
That's pretty
man.
Darn good. That's pretty yeah, good. Right? Yeah.
Need more weathermen to do that. Yeah. Like, I was wrong. Right. I thought we were getting a dusting.
Yeah, my bad.
how much better would the weather forecaster be is if, like, they swing, because they do a lot. Yeah. I mean, over the last couple of years, a big swing and miss a lot by these weather folks. How about they just get on there and go, boy, we missed that one. And be self, but it's TV news. There's nothing, you know, self-deprecating about TV news. It's just brain rot. But I also think when I look at the weather folks, self-deprecating would be better. Would be a lot better.
It almost always is.
Yeah.
I thought that Russell Wilson to the Broncos was going to be Super Bowl. That was a huge deal. Franchise-changing move. I was really, really wrong about that.
Or the fact it took you 16 weeks to put the Hawks in your max pack.
Or it was a franchise-changing move, Mac.
It really was.
It was a franchise-changing move.
Not the way that I thought, yes.
Yeah.
At least you got Travis Hunter right.
Yeah, you
did.
You
nailed
that
one. That seems good right now.
Yeah, he said Travis Hunter is going to be the, what did you say, the biggest bust of all time.
Biggest bust of all time.
And he's having knee surgery and really didn't do much.
Hard to pass up Jamarcus Russell, but yeah.
Yes, of course.
Well, yeah, that is. But this guy plays both sides of the ball, so essentially you get two bad players for one.
Exactly, yeah.
And now he's doing cooking videos where he's like putting his hair in the food.
Really?
They did, yeah, they did a video. He's talking about his like
wife in it, or?
Yeah.
Because we still don't like her, right?
I don't know. He's in love.
Yeah, well, who
Fair
are
enough.
We to judge,
yeah,
right?
Right. Yeah. Fair enough.
As long as you like her.
Yeah, as long as you're
we'll
happy.
Talk about you behind your back, but as long as you like her, that's okay. You
know? Stacy just showed up with Greg. Hey, Greg, what's up? Stacy and I see it. Oh, hors d'oeuvres are out.
Yeah.
Good to see you guys.
Yeah, take care.
Anyway, you know what's going on with Josh then?
Yeah.
We'll talk to you later.
Yeah. Ah, joke class.
Did you run into that guy again?
I don't even know who that guy was.
I don't either. I only
knew like five people at Nathan's wedding, and four of them were sitting at the table.
The Kansas Chiefs.
Mitch told us later on in the
Merry
show today.
Chris Mitch, do we say today? Was that a bad take? Do I need to walk that one back too?
Walk that one back.
Merry Chris Mitch. He's going to love Merry Christmas. Yes. Yes.
Somebody says, well, at least Jackson County still has Casey's.
You know what? They do. And that bacon pizza is phenomenal in the morning. My buddy Joe texted me yesterday. He got the jalapeno and egg pizza from Casey's. Ooh. Well, it is literally in your gut, right? Like a lot of jalapenos on that. But for me, just give me the bacon pizza, man. That breakfast pizza with the bacon on it from Casey's is premier pizza. It is premier, and I'm factoring in lunch and dinner pizzas as well.
Mm.
That is a premier pie, baby.
Breakfast pizza or taco pizza?
The breakfast pizza.
Taco.
Really?
I think so. I think so.
Wow.
That just shows how good Casey's is, because those are like Mount Rushmore pizzas.
Yeah,
right there.
And look, the kid who grew up in Jersey who's very specific about his pizza and bagels, I love Casey's pizza. Their breakfast pizza is something to be had, man. It just is fantastic. It's the perfect amount of grease.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what gets your gut more than the jalapenos.
Maybe.
It's like kombucha of food. Coming up on the other side, we will get into the NFL slate, and also we'll continue our stadium talk on the other side here at 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Trent McDuffie, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
All right, about 9 hours away from happy hour. Can't wait. Gonna drown my sorrows. You hate to see it. Enjoy, guys. I raised my kid, and now you guys get to enjoy the fruits of my labor. Thanks a lot. We'll continue to dive into stadium news, because there's a lot of questions. I think a lot of people that I have friends with that had questions yesterday, and the future of, you know, what could go where those stadiums are.
Mm-hmm.
My guess is apartment complexes or just nothing. It's going to look like we're all Snake Plissken. We're going to see like, you know, I know you've never seen Escape from New York or Escape from L.A.
Mm-mm.
Quite awesome. Snake Plissken, Kurt Russell.
Mm-hmm.
Badass.
Bet.
Oh, yeah. But I do want to talk about a little bit of what yesterday, because not to like take a victory lap, but Wednesday, we talked about, you know, maybe Puka Nacua, kind of a interesting guy, you know, kind of just doesn't, because for what, his first 2 years in the league, we just knew him as this like badass receiver. What a game last night. 12 for like 245?
Yeah, 225.
225, 12 receptions, 2 touchdowns. Hello, fantasy playoffs.
40 points.
Yeah, insane. Insane athlete. Perfect for McVay's system. Kind of like once he was there, Cooper Kupp, that's why he's probably in Seattle. No doubt that's why he's in Seattle. But I was like, you know, there's some red flags about Puka. And then he had the live stream with Aiden Ross where he performed a anti-Semitic kind of like what they want to do is a end zone dance. And he talked about the referees. He talked about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. He talked about how, you know, the money he makes as a rookie is not enough money to live in LA, which is a very good topic to have. But also the thing.
Don't spend money on stupid things.
And so, and I don't know if he's done that. But again, like it just, it's more of just a Puka thing to me because he did come back and say, I didn't know what I was doing. I was set up. Like I will say that. And to be fair, Aiden Ross, not the greatest person in the world.
That's why you don't go on that. That's right.
Well, exactly.
And again, that's why
yourself in that situation. That guy sucks.
And that's why the topic to me is receivers tend to not either have that mentor around them, and not every receiver is a bad apple, but by God, there is just a lot of evidence that that position in football is just never changing, and the list goes on and on and on and on about wide receivers just not having the right mentality. And it always seems to be that position. And I know there are tons of positions in football that people have messed up. Quarterback, defensive end, linebacker, whatever it may be, cornerback. But it seems that like the well of just bad stuff comes from the well of receivers. You look at your own state or your own team. Rashee Rice had the mess up. Mm-hmm. You look at Tyreek Hill. Jameson Williams gambling in the stadium. You look at Antonio Brown, Henry Ruggs, go back even further in the day. Michael Irvin, Chris Carter. And there's just something that's always about receivers, and I don't know what it is, but it has to change, man. Like it just seems like it's always these receivers that, you know, do these bonehead things. And if you know Aiden Ross is not good, have somebody there to tell you like, hey man, maybe sit this one out. It wasn't going to be his brother, who we've seen slap a fan across the face in New York and then steal a car from a Lakers player.
Yeah.
So, like, I have concerns that, like, that for some reason, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's ego. I don't know if it's contract. I don't know if it's, like, the superstardom that comes with it. But it always seems that, like, receivers don't have that sort of person to maybe tell them no. Now, there are a bunch of good guys out there. But again, the list just goes on and on and on. I don't think it's going to slow down anytime soon.
Well, I think what it goes to show you is that everybody in life needs mentors around them, right? And I didn't really understand what all that meant until I started kind of, you know, working with Dayton Moore and the See You in the Major Leagues Foundation and truly seeing what mentors were all about. Because, you know, you take your parents out of the equation. I don't know that I really had one of those true coaches and mentors that would come alongside of me and help me along. And I've told Dayton that numerous times. That's why I'm so in love with what they do at CU in the major leagues, because they have mentors for all of these kids that come alongside them and help them and you know, kind of, you know, lead them down the right pathway in life. And I think it's one of the most important things that you could have later on in life. I have found somebody that has become a mentor of mine. I spoke to him the other day on the phone. I was crying. We were having the conversation, right? And so those are the type of conversations. Everybody needs somebody like that in their life that they can talk to, and somebody that will pull them back in and say, stop. You can't be doing this kind of stuff. Like the way that Patrick Mahomes came into the NFL should be the textbook way for every single NFL player to come into the NFL. He came in, he wasn't a starter. He took a backseat, didn't take an endorsement, didn't take any of the hype, any of that, just let it all play out. And then when he became the starter, they did it. It was a well-oiled machine when Patrick Mahomes came into the NFL. And that's because he had good mentors, his godfather, his father, his agents, the Chiefs. You know, he had a lot of great people around him. And that's, I think, what everybody needs in life. Everybody needs a mentor. Everybody needs somebody to give them direction and to lead them and to help them and be that voice for them. And somebody that can come on board and say, you need to cut that kind of stuff out too. And so I think it's good for everybody. And look, I think these guys in the NFL, every position group, no matter where you are, should have somebody like that that can kind of check you. And you need somebody in your life that can kind of check you at times, right? Not be, yeah, you're doing great. You're wonderful. This is awesome. Now you need that person who can come alongside of you and go, hey, if you keep doing this, you're never going to make that money that you want. You're never going to be an all-pro. You're never going to be a superstar in your profession or whatever it is. Having somebody check you is one of the most important things that you can have in life. They're hard conversations, and nobody wants to hear negative stuff, and nobody wants to deliver that negative news. But if people had those mentors to come alongside them and give them that negative news and give them that information, maybe we're not seeing so many guys get in trouble.
I mean, that's why I have Rob Maloney. Hey, man, go home and pour yourself a Surfside. Thank you, Rob.
Hello, America.
Oh, check out Mac's shirt.
Hell yeah.
That's Mentor 101 right
yeah.
there.
Heck
size,
yeah.
Size medium.
No, I mean, I know on a personal note, I know, Bob, you've helped me a lot, you know, personal and professionally as a mentor. I
haven't told you, me that's anything.
BBL stinky.
Dusty, you have as well. You need someone there that you can count on, look up to, and know that they'll be there to help you. And like you said, check you. And I think, you know, bringing that to Kansas City, we got to hope that our two guys, our two wide receivers specifically, find that as well. We know they have both had some news, maybe that alleged or not,
right,
has come out not in the best way, not in the best manner. So we got to make sure that they get checked. You know, for Puka, you've got a guy there that's pretty damn good at wide receiver that stayed out of bad news. You should maybe go ask him a couple
Devontae
questions.
Devontae Adams, you're talking
he's
about?
He's a Hall of Famer. Yeah.
And he's got a Taco Bell in his house, too. And anybody can pull that off, man. I'm sitting down taking notes.
Hey, Cerrito's back.
And maybe the worst thing he's done is push a cameraman.
Yeah, it's true. Yes, he did have that.
Yeah,
that's
he
fair.
Did have that
that's
moment. Fair. Yep. And that was not a good moment for him.
That was a bad moment.
And I think he owned it, didn't he? Didn't he end up like paying the
I
guy?
Think he
why
did.
He got like a like maybe kind of sued, but not sued, but like
I can't remember how that all played out. I knew the
it was a couple years ago.
Involved.
Yeah, when he was with the Raiders, and it was like bad. You know, temper got a little hot. But I mean, that's it.
Right.
But why do you think it is wide receiver?
I think,
is it the flashiness of the position that the ego just kind of takes over?
Yeah, it is the flashiest position in sports,
for
right?
Sure.
I mean, I don't know that there's a position more flashier than wide receiver.
But they don't all do that.
Yeah, but like, wide receivers have a different skill set than everybody else.
That's true.
The speed, the strength,
jumping
the ability.
High,
yeah,
the one hand.
Yeah, like the wide receiver position in all of sports is probably the sexiest position.
They get to do a dance after every play.
Yeah.
It's a first down.
Yeah, like
so
find
it's
me
ego
a sexy,
driven.
Yeah, and it should be. Like, you have to have that ego to play.
It.
You know, it really is. I mean, you're going up against grown men that are coming across the field to try to clean your clock. You know, you do have to have a little bit of an ego to play that position. Is there a sexier position in sports other than wide receiver?
God,
I don't think so.
Give me the baseball. Let me be a hose on the mound.
But you that's you fair. Don't like
I get to play it, once every fifth day.
That's what I was going to get ready to say. Yeah, like you're not doing it.
But like well, you know, receive I mean, were these good every fifth week? But like
yeah.
The thing is like
if that,
I don't know, like starting pitcher that you know you're the guy, you're getting the ball in your hand and you're standing on the hill and you've got that crowd electric. Like, you tell me anywhere I'd rather be in sports, game seven, World Series, I got the ball in my hand.
But isn't a reliever sexier than a starter? I mean, you come into the music and the fanfare and everybody's cheering.
Starting pitcher, if you're home, like
yeah.
you get the music.
You do.
You don't get the music if you're a reliever on the road.
No, yeah, you're a starter. I don't know. I don't know what's sexier. Like being Wade Davis, like that was a sexy position
coming in.
Cole Reagan just going out there and striking everybody out too. Like, yeah, I still think wide receiver is probably the sexiest position in sports.
I don't think there's like a position in basketball.
Shooting guard, maybe?
Yeah, shooting guard. I'm thinking about a guy like flying high and dunking. I don't know if that would be like Blake Griffin in his prime. That was awesome. But I don't know if that's sexy.
But that's a person, not a position,
exactly.
If you will. You know?
Like Steph Curry, like the way he played. Like, but that's not a position.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have, if I was Scottie Scheffler, that'd be pretty sexy.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd be more like, I'd want to own it more. I'd want like a little bit more like Happy Gilmore.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I wouldn't, I mean, then that's Scottie's lifestyle. Like, that's just who he is. He's just cool, calm, and collected dude.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
But I mean, yeah, it's just weird, man. It just seems like every time we see a star wide receiver coming to the league, there's something that happens. And I just wish that would just not happen as often.
You know, we sit here and we say these guys are boring, cliche. I'd really rather have that than having to deal like, you know, this time of the season where your number one weapon is in trouble because he's, you know, doing things he shouldn't do on live streams. And then his brother stole a car from somebody. And then those live streamers showed up at the facility. You heard that? That's the other part of the story. Puka invited them to come hang out at the Rams facility. And they're like, no.
Nope.
The number one reason why both teams are going to leave the state of Missouri and go to Kansas on the other side here, 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Nick Bolton, and you're listening to Fresco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.